story back, I think it was on the 10th of January, that you'd written to Royal Mail asking them for clarification on the service and obviously what was happening. And back then you hadn't received a reply. Have you received a reply since?
We finally got a reply on Friday. To be honest, it was just an acknowledgement that there have been delays, but an insistence that we were still getting services 6 days a week, which we know full well is not the case. That's not people's experience. So we really need to take it up with Royal Mail again, because it's not good enough. People are missing appointments. Missing out on, time important things, to do with their finances, bank statements or applications. It's just too much for people. So we really need to get this sorted out. It's not fair on local people or local businesses.
When did you first hear about these complaints?
I'm not completely detached from this situation myself. I am a Merton resident, as you'd expect. I'm a representative of Merton because I live here. So I know from my friends, neighbours, and from my own experience, that you could go weeks on end without getting anything. I personally didn't receive any single Christmas cards until after the Christmas tree had come down. And I missed out on a doctor's appointment that was scheduled for us. And, I'm just like everybody else, when your bank card expires and you're expecting a new bank card, you want to have it before the previous one expires, and it came afterwards. So, all these things are happening.
And, it's happened a lot. It's not just now. It's happened a lot across London. It's been really particularly bad in East London, South East London. But a lot of people are saying it's because one of the depots closed last year. Do you think that's a contributing factor, or do you think it is just absences due to COVID?
I think there's probably a number of things that the Royal Mail simply aren't telling us or aren't being straight with the public about, and that's what worries me. I can accept that that it's possible that there are a lot of staff who are absent. There are a lot of staff absent from Merton Council, from schools and from other services that we provide. I think the difference, though, is that we've been quite open with the public about some difficulties that are likely to arise as a result of it. And we've also put in place measures to, limit the amount of difficulties that people have. But Royal Mail don't seem to have been as good either at limiting the problem or at communicating with people about the problem. So the backlog must be enormous at the moment. We can only imagine that it's grown hugely over Christmas and they're just starting to pipe back on it.
And it's not like stamps and post is not expensive. I think when we've had the pandemic and people are wanting to reach out, send Christmas cards again, it's an expense and it's a luxury to send a letter.
That's quite right. And just on a personal level, what we've been through over the last couple of years, getting a card from an auntie that you haven't heard from a little while, makes you feel really good. So getting it on the 12th of January is a bit of a blow. I mean, it's still nice to get it, and you think, oh well, she did remember me and that sort of thing. But it's a little bit upsetting to get it in those circumstances, and it's upsetting for the aunt who's splashed out a couple of pounds on a card than a pound on a stamp.
Have you come to an agreement with Royal Mail? What's the way forward?
I think we need to digest the information that they've given us about what they say is the improvements to the service and the fact that it's universal. And I think we need to go back to them and say, look, this just doesn't chime with the experience of our residents, and we'd like to do more. We spend thousands of pounds as a council regularly communicating with people, and one of the problems. The biggest problems that we've been worrying about is, we've written to 7,500 of our most, vulnerable, least well-off residents to invite them to receive £60 each as part of our COVID, household support scheme. And we haven't had as many applications for that as we would expect. So it's having a real impact on some of the people in our community on the lowest incomes. And if we're spending the money with Royal Mail sending this out, we want to have some better assurance that actually the information and the help is getting to the residents who need it.
dates. Is this going to mean that you have to change the dates of some consultations, or you have to look at rearranging the infrastructure around some of the things that you've got planned this year?
I'm hoping that it won't come to that. And what we've done with this particular scheme is we've just extended it to to fit in with our experience of people's lives. But we can't be beholden to Royal Mail deciding when or when to deal with their backlog. We can't allow a situation where important mail is taking a month to land on people's doorsteps. And so I think we are within our rights to say that on behalf of the people that we need to go in and just see for ourselves that the mail is being delivered, and there aren't piles of mail that are just waiting days on end to be delivered to our residents. It is not fair.